This is WH5Y's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Hey. We've been having a slow transition from winter to spring this year, and just thinking about steamy weather on a tropical island with a coconut drink in hand makes me feel better about living in the Northeast. Now, stay with me on this as I take you to Jamaica via the 1989 recording of a radio show that used to air in Philadelphia.
Caribbean Rhythms, Terry Lee Barrett. We're listening to a Reggae Sunsplash special. Heard the music of the Mighty Diamonds. You'll be hearing more music. Ziggy Marley, Shinehead, Frankie Paul, Dennis Brown.
Tune in to WRTI 90.1 on your FM dial for the best in music.
Terry Lee Barrett hosted the Caribbean World Rhythms radio show in the late 80s and early 90s on public radio station WRTI in Philly. His show took us on stage, backstage, and deep within the crowds of reggae lovers as he played the music of big rhythm heavy hitters, and he interviewed them. Well, Terry's show ended about 30 years ago, but the sun still shines in his archival recordings, some of which he shares with me this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Jennifer.
What's it like for you to listen back to your radio show, which years later you've dusted off and now referred to as Radio Reggae Time Machine?
Boy, yo. Yes, indeed. Irie Vibes. Oh, my God. We had such great fun. It's not a month that doesn't go by that people are asking me about that show. It was just a hot time for reggae music, and the people were digging it, and they were jamming.
One of the archival sessions that you do seem most proud of is your trip to Jamaica for the Reggae Sunsplash Music Festival at the Bob Marley Center in Montego Bay, August 1989.
Reggae Sunsplash. I've been here all night and it's really nice down a yard here. I would like to say hello to all the yard of them back home.
Come down for Sunsplash in August, but don't go to the show before 1 a.m.
What a wonderful time I had in Jamaica in 89.
What was going on with reggae in 1989?
Well, you know, reggae was huge around the world. I mean, the conscious vibe, the love songs, the freedom songs took over the world.
But do you remember a certain kind of vibe from reggae in 89 in particular?
Well, yeah, 89, you know, again, it was a lot of roots reggae, Third World, Marcia Griffiths, the Wailers, of course, and Ziggy Marley had a major record, Conscious Party, which actually won the Grammy in 89.
Yeah! This is the official invitation
to the Conscious Party.
For that matter, how did reggae reflect culture and world politics at the time?
Well, there is always a consciousness about reggae music, talking about the political realities of the day. Freeing Nelson Mandela was a major subject matter, and the downtrodden and trying to get out of the system or politics is always a subject matter that a lot of conscious reggae deals with, and it's something that relates to everyone.
You spoke with some of reggae's great performers during the life of your show.
Ziggy Marley, Third World, Marcia Griffiths, David Hines of Steel Pulse, Sugar Minot, the Mighty Diamonds, Shinehead.
Who did you like interviewing the most?
Well, I really like Bunny Ruggs of Third World, the lead singer of Third World, which did a song called Now That We Found Love, which was one of their biggest songs. It was a Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff written song.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do with it?
Philadelphia was truly connecting to this genre in the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, Philadelphia sound was a major force around the world, and Delaware Avenue blew up in the 90s. There were a bunch of new venues like Maui and Bahama Bay, Rock Lobster. They were all doing reggae.
Yeah. And you were there as a DJ.
I was there.
At the Kathmandu.
It was like a Vegas strip.
Music's play. I want to see you dance. Get up
You were born in Kingston, Jamaica. You grew up in Philadelphia, and your father is the late Reverend Dr. Leonard Barrett, who wrote the book The Rastafarians.
Yeah, the classic study.
Classic study on the subject of Rastafarianism as an Afrocentric religious and social movement based in Jamaica. You're now working on a film in honor of him.
It's a superhero family fantasy set in Jamaica with a big Philadelphia tie-in. It's called Kata the Iron Thorn, semi-autobiographical, about a person like myself being called back to Jamaica. And I'm thinking I'm going back to take care of my father's effects, who's my father passed away in this story. And I'm told when I get there that that's not why they called me down here. They say there's a witch that's getting ready to do some damage, and I have to stop her. I'm like, why me?
I love it. Why not you? Terry, on your show, you used to do something called Lovers Rock Love Music right. Hour. Let's play something from that segment. Your choice.
Waiting in Vain, Bob Marley.
That's my favorite reggae song.
It's everybody's favorite reggae song.
I'm a walking cliche.
Yeah, you got to keep with Robert Nesta Marley, the Honorable Robert Nesta Marley, Waiting in Vain.
Oh, thanks for spreading some warm reggae vibes with us today.
Thank you.
Terry Lee Barrett's Audio Time Machine, Parts 1 and 2, are on SoundCloud. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. From the very first time I placed my eyes on you, my heart says follow through. But I know now that I'm way down on your line. But the waiting feel is fine. So don't treat me like a puppet on a string. Cause